AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This is Warren Ajous, author of Evidence of Extraterrestrials. You are listening to Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. I'm your host, Al Cooley. Today, we're going to review what's happening in the recent UFO sightings, including the AI Atlas that's now soaring through space. Is it a comet? Is it a UFO? Is it something we just don't know what it is? We're going to get to that, but also the Voyager 1 that was set off in 1977. And the images is still relaying back to Earth with very vintage equipment that's on board. Also, the Roswell recent crash and the multiple UFO sightings. So we've got quite a bit to get into. So let's start with the AI Atlas. Is there a conspiracy cover-up? Is NASA telling us everything that there is to tell us? I, for one, I do not trust anything that we have been told about the UFOs or UAPs or whatever you want to call it. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. I mean, I just look at the Senate hearings. I see what the farce they are on UFO. I mean, we've come a long way, at least acknowledging that they know there's something out there. There's answers they know that they're not saying. Where's the objects that have crashed into the Earth? What kind of life form, if any, were on these crafts? Where are they keeping everything? And when I say UFO, it's an unidentified flying object or an unidentified aerial phenomenon. Where are these pieces or fragments or the craft itself? Is the AI Atlas a UFO? Unidentified object. I believe it is because it's defying everything that a comet is supposed to be. It's not using the gravitational pull or the ricochet off of to give it energy to fly through space. I mean, what's powering this thing? I mean, to go that fast, what speed? So what's powering this thing? What is it? Why is it we don't know everything there is to know about it? Is there dangers out there that we should at least know about? Is everything being shared with us? You know, it came into our galaxy from another galaxy. That intergalactic, that has always fascinated me. If you have listened to the show before, and I say how minute we are as a little planet, we're just a speck, the planet Earth. A speck in our galaxy. And there's so many out there. It's vast. And to say that we're the only one, the only thing of our kind out there? I don't think so. Others will argue with me on that. That's okay. But with this sighting, when they first observed that it came into our galaxy, and they've been following it, and it's made its trip around the sun, it's changed colors and no tail whatsoever right now. So once it goes out into space, back out of our galaxy, will it return? Will it have a boomerang effect to come back? I mean, I don't really know if anybody else knows, But I do believe NASA should share everything they have on this. Come clean, share it with the scientists, other renowned people out there who have spent their whole life studying these things. You know, come clean, share all your data. Even if you don't know and you're trying to figure it out even to this day, say it, you know. Let us know what is going on. So when the AI Atlas got close to the sun, it just got brighter. It got brighter. It's done things that other comets have not done. So if there were dust particles coming off of the comet, as should be common, and you're close to the sun, those become red, the color red, from the heat from the sun. But this object becomes blue. It's very strange. So, you know, is it a comet or is it a spaceship? Let's be real. What is it? Are there physics there that we just don't understand? I mean, really, why is it bluer than the sun? So I'm going to continue following the developments that come in, because I know there's satellites out there that's taking pictures of this and telescopes, and it's very interesting. To me, it's very interesting indeed. I'll come back with updates as soon as anything astonishing, any more astonishing that's already happens. Now, moving on to the Voyager 1. It was released in 1977. It's a memory. The memory deck on that Voyager is an 8-track recorder, 8-track tape. Very antique as far as what we have today. But with that being said, it's 15 billion miles from Earth. 15 billion miles from Earth. And still operating on 69 kilobytes of memory off of an 8-track tape. I find that just mind-blowing. And with that being said, you know, since it was released almost 50 years ago, it remains one of humanity's greatest engineering triumphs, still exploring deep space nearly half a century later. Like I said before, now drifting near 15 billion miles from Earth, this legendary spacecraft continues to send signals home with just 69 kilobytes of memory. an 8-track tape deck and software written in Fortran, a coding language older than most of today's programmers. It was never built to last this long. Designed for a 5-year mission to study Jupiter and Saturn, Voyager 1 went on to cross the edge of our solar system and enter interstellar space in 2012. Against impossible odds, it still communicates across a 22-hour signal delay. Each transmission is a message from the past, powered by 1970s technology, yet fueled by human curiosity that knows no limit. Every byte of data it sends helps scientists understand the space between stars, a region no other spacecraft has ever touched. Voyager 1 isn't just a machine. It's a symbol of endurance, vision, and hope. Proof that even the smallest piece of human ingenuity can journey forever into the unknown. And who knows how long it'll keep on transmitting back to Earth. It's still traveling. It's still out there moving. And it's still working, folks. Almost 50 years later on an 8-track deck. Unfreaking believable. With 69 kilobytes of memory. Fascinating. Fascinating indeed. The next subject I'm going to talk about in the outer space realm is the Roswell recent crash that has also been, in my opinion, covered up. We still don't know what it is that hit into the desert of Roswell. But here's the latest on that incident. Evidently, on September 23rd, 2025, an unknown object fell from the skies and crashed into the land just outside of Area 51. According to reports, what was officially reported by the military have people scratching their heads. And that may not be, again, the complete truth. Are we talking about another cover-up? Again, it is said that everything told to the public since then, since that incident, is just pure fiction. It is said that people who operate these ham radios listen in constantly to what goes on inside Area 51. And something that evening was just gone chaotic with the military on a crash. Something extraordinary happened. But not only was Area 51 locked down immediately after this crash, but so was miles of the boundaries around Area 51. So something very seriously happened that night, and it is said that they lost a craft. I don't know. When a few of the residents went to investigate around this, heading to the direction of the crash, they were greeted outside by the military personnel with their guns pulled, and they had to turn back and get out of the area. So almost all of the Tikaboo area was shut down outside of the crash. After a few days, the military personnel dug a new road through the desert, and some of the area investigators traveled this road, and I believe they reached the crash site. And it looks like everything was cleaned up, but while they were there, more of the military personnel showed up with more cleanup material of that area. And then these residents were asked to leave immediately. So in a nutshell, an unknown object crashed near Area 51, sparking claims of a cover-up. The military initially stated it was a drone crash, one of their own. Discrepancies and unusual cleanup efforts fueled speculation. Some believe the object was a next-generation AI-controlled drone, while others suspected a more secretive explanation. Following the crash, the area was quickly locked down, and a large section of Tikaboo Valley was closed off. A witness, York Arnu, who monitors radio traffic near Area 51, heard reports of an asset down, and strict security measures were taken. Arnu attempted to investigate, but was turned away by armed patrols. He later found a plowed dirt road leading to what he believed was the crash site. However, the Air Force then used heavy equipment to cover up the area with dirt, further fueling cover-up claims. The Air Force claimed the crash was a drone and that someone had tampered with the site, scattering debris and a training bomb. Arnu and others found debris that didn't match the official explanation, suggesting a more advanced or unknown object crashed. The incident and subsequent actions have led to speculation about the true nature of the object and the extent of the alleged cover-up. This again. I'm going to try to keep an update on this one. It just doesn't surprise me. I've been covering up this stuff for years. This isn't new. The final outer space, if you will, subject today is on the multiple UFO sightings. The following report is from the Fox 32 Chicago News, where it stated, thousands of UFOs spotted off U.S. coastlines raised national security fears. And the article was written by Julia Bonavita, and it was published on November 2nd of 2025. A popular UFO reporting app has been making waves after reportedly recording tens of thousands of mysterious underwater objects up and down the United States coastlines, raising eyebrows and leaving experts with more questions than answers regarding their origin. Enigma, a nonpartisan organization that boasts its largest historical sighting database for global UFO sightings, has recorded roughly 30,000 UFO sightings since its launch in 2022. So, roughly 30,000 UFO sightings in 3 years, according to the company's website. However, users have turned their attention away from the skies in the hunt for proof that life may exist elsewhere. Since August, Enigma has documented more than 9,000 sightings of mysterious objects within 10-mile radius of the United States shorelines or other major bodies of water. Marine Technology News reported, unidentified submergible objects, or otherwise known as USOs, are defined as any object detected underwater that cannot be immediately identified or explained, according to the outlet. USOs can be observed through both sensors and by the naked eye, with witnesses often describing them as moving at incredible fast speeds, making precise changes of direction and possessing transmedium capabilities by seamlessly transitioning between water and air. What is really interesting to me is the reports that we receive about United States underwater vessels detecting craft moving at exceptional high speeds underwater. Heckenlively, author of Catastrophic Disclosures, Alien, The Deep State, and The Truth. He told Fox News, that's one of two things. Either it's something we don't understand, or that means our technology is picking up ghosts underwater. House witness testifies UFOs near activated Russian nuclear missiles during 1982 incident. Additionally, over 150 objects were reportedly seen, either hovering above or entering and emerging from bodies of water. The two states and the highest coastal populations, California and Florida, topped the charts for the highest number of USO sightings, according to Enigma's website. California accounts for 389 reported sightings, with the Sunshine State coming in second with 306 witness accounts. The data also shows several clusters of activity centered around specific coastal points throughout the country, raising eyebrows for both experts and government officials who fear the objects could pose a risk to national security. Military whistleblowers testified to Congress about unexplained UFO encounters. It seems like there are five or six areas where there's real high UFO activity around water, Heckenslively said. It would make a great deal of sense, and I think the problem that the regular person is facing is that they're saying to themselves, okay, if these things are real, how could they come to Earth and hide? And the ocean seems like a great place to hide. The sentiment is echoed by retired Navy Admiral Tim Gallaudet, who previously argued that video footage released by the Pentagon shows technology that jeopardizes U.S. maritime security, which is already weakened by our relative ignorance about the global ocean. The fact that unidentified objects with unexplainable characteristics are entering United States water space and the Department of War is not raising a giant red flag is a sign that the government is not sharing all it knows about all domain phenomena. The 2019 video depicts an identified object buzzing past the Navy's USS Omaha ship before plunging into the Pacific Ocean without a trace. Pilots, credible observers, and calibrated military instrumentation have recorded objects accelerating at rates in ways not possible for any made by humans. Of the various witness accounts compiled by Enigma, one of the most compelling shows two mysterious underwater objects lighting up while underwater, according to Marine Technology News. Enigma and the Pentagon did not immediately respond to Fox News digital request for comment. I'm skeptical of alien stuff, Heckenlively said, but I'm convinced that the government is lying to us. And what has historically remained a topic shrouded in secrecy, Heckenlively hopes having UFO findings made public by non-governmental organizations can put pressure on officials to prioritize transparency regarding national security. What's the best disinfectant for corruption? Sunlight. Heckenlively told Fox News, so let's throw as much sunlight on this as possible and see what scurries out. And that is astounding. 30,000 UFO sightings since its launch of 2022, and multiple sightings of USOs as well. I hope you enjoyed today's show. It was quite a bit in a little bit of time. I'm your host, Al Cooley, host of Ghost in the Valley podcast, and thank you for stopping by.